HMS Queen Elizabeth is the largest warship ever built for the Royal Navy, by far. Stretching longer than the Houses of Parliament and standing taller than Nelson's Column, an aircraft carrier so immense that different sections have had to be constructed in different shipyards throughout Great Britain, and then transported by barge to Scotland for final assembly. It's taken 10,000 workers 8 years to build Britain's first supercarrier. But as this gargantuan carrier takes shape and prepares for sea, there is one vital missing ingredient. This is the extraordinary story of the men and women who must breathe life into HMS Queen Elizabeth. How will these naval pioneers transform her from floating building site to frontline ship of war? They'll be embarking on perilous make-or-break sea trials in which everything must be tested for the first time. From galleys to guns, and from power plants to propellers. One thing is for certain, it won't be plain sailing.
Fire, fire, fire. Float, float, float in eight.
Casualty, casualty.
HMS Queen Elizabeth has already courted controversy, with questions raised over her expense and even her role in the modern world. But with exclusive access over 2 years, nothing is hidden from the camera as the ship and her sailors are pushed to breaking point. This is the inside story of Britain's biggest warship. It's May the 24th, 2016. HMS Queen Elizabeth is still under construction in Rosyth Dockyard in Scotland. The shipbuilders are working round the clock to get this supercarrier ready for her critical sea trials in about 9 months' time. But many of the sailors who will be crewing her have already arrived. And today, one more sailor will add to their growing numbers. But no ordinary sailor.
Commanding officer!